ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We are doing now the second part of the Mundaka Upanishad. In Sanskritam, we say Dvitiyam Mundakam. And in the Dvitiya Mundaka, the second part of the Mundaka Upanishad, we completed the first section. The Prathamaha Khandaha is over. And in the whole of the Dvitiya Mundakam, second part of the Upanishad, Paravidya is the main subject matter. The topic of second Mundakam is Paravidya. Why? The subject matter of Paravidya is Brahman. And here, Brahman is, the nature of Brahman is unfolded. Brahman is defined in both the sections, first section and second section of the second Mundakam. And the whole of first section we have seen already. There is a Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya or Karanakarya Prakriya, or you can say Srishti Prakriya, using that method of analyzing the Srishti, Srishti Prakriya, or the method of attributing and negating. Brahman has been defined. You know, indefinable, how can it be defined? But still we say it is defined. And this, in Srishti Prakriya, we saw the whole of this section, the most important mantra was the last mantra. We saw that last mantra is very important mantra. Why? A whole Upanishad, it begins with the one mantra. It says how Brahman is the, in fact, using Tatastha Lakshanam, using the Tatastha Lakshanam, the indirect definition of Brahman, it reveals the nature of, it reveals what Brahman is. How, it says the whole Jagat has come into being from Brahman, and all the entire Jagat of various varieties of beings of different nature, they're all basically from that Brahman. Like all these sparks have come from one big conflagration of fire, then they remain in fire, then they resolve in fire. Similarly, all the varieties of beings which constitute the Jagat also have come into being from Brahman, exist in Brahman, they resolve in Brahman. That is how Upanishad began. Thereafter, all other mantras are elaboration of Srishti. And it says what all has come into being from Brahman. Upanishad could have simply completed saying everything has come into being from Brahman. It does not say that. What does it say? It presents poetically what all came. It elaborated, and later on it also said for all the human beings to live, how to live their life completely, how to live their life, how to make this life meaningful and useful, and how to make this life, you know, how to make the best use of their whole life and the universe here. They also, you know, they say the Vedas also, the life manual, isn't it? Also has come into being from Brahman. Having said that, Upanishad concludes in it one verse very beautifully. Idam Vishvam Sarvam Purusha Eva. Purusha Evedagam Sarvam. As we've seen in the Purusha Upanishad, Purusha Suktam, Purusha Eva Idam Sarvam. The whole Jagat is Purushaha, none other than Purushaha. When it says, what does it say? It says, if everything has come into being from Brahman, then everything which has come into being from Brahman is in effect, is as good as an effect, and Brahman is as good as the cause. Then there is Karana Karya Sambandha between Brahman and the universe. If there is Karana Karya Sambandha, then we have to arrive at few corollaries through this. Always cause is one, effects are many. And cause is always, cause continues to be there, effect alone undergoes a change. Therefore, and thirdly, cause is independent of the effect, whereas all the effects are dependent on their cause. And fourthly, we have to say, and cause pervades the entire effect. So, these are the four things. Cause is all pervasive. So, what are the, we have to remember now? Cause is one, effects are many. And cause is permanent, effects are impermanent. Cause is independent, effects are dependent. And cause is all pervasive. Cause pervades the entire effect. Therefore, and if we see these four features belong to the cause. Therefore, you want example? If I can say, gold is one, ornaments are many. Gold, the cause is one, varieties of ornaments are there. We have to go to jewelry and see. And gold, even when anything is melted, the deformed, the effect alone undergoes a change. Cause gold continues to be gold. And gold is independent of the nama rupas, the names and forms, chain or bangle or anything. Whereas chain or bangle cannot have existence independent of gold. You know, every product is completely pervaded by the gold. Chain, which is the place where gold is not in the chain? It's clear now? Remember this example. So, cause is one, effects are many. Cause is eternal, permanent, and effects are subject to change, impermanent. And just the nama rupas undergo change. And cause is independent of the effect, whereas effects have dependent existence. And cause pervades the entire effect, all the effects. Therefore, what now? Always, ekam nityam sarvagatam, nityam satyam sarvagatam. Satyam, you can say, Swatantram also. Therefore, when you say the whole Jagat is Brahman, when you say, because we have only what Jagat we have, and in this Jagat, what is that one thing which has all these four features? That is Brahman. Understand now? Now we have what? We have only the Jagat, the universe. Having the gold, having the ornament, we have to arrive at what the gold is. We have the effect, the shelf. Having the effect shelf, we have to understand what this cause would is. Like then, the whole Jagat is her. Jagat with varieties of being elements, elemental, subtle elements, gross fed elements, elemental products, living beings, non-living things. You know, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, and all the functions and actions and all different types of, you know, the various minds and the expressions and the behaviors. Everything, whole Jagat is full of, everything is whole Jagat. And we have the effect, this Jagat of various beings. And here through the Jagat, we have to arrive at the cause, Karanam, Brahma. Jagat is Karyam, Brahman is Karanam. What is the cause of this Jagat? Isn't it? You arrive at it. Why? Because what is the cause? Cause must be what now? From using, we arrive at these four. What is that which has these four features? What are the four features? It must be one. It must be eternal. It must be independent. It must be all-pervasive. If you analyze, no Namarupa, all the forms, all the names, all the living beings, everything is what? Subject to change. There's nothing which is not subject to change. If you analyze, and only one thing is one. Only one thing is what? Eternal, permanently there. Only one thing is what? Is independent of everything else. Only one thing alone pervades everything. What is that? This is where we last week we saw the existence. How do we know existence alone is one? Existence alone is eternal. Existence alone is all pervasive. Existence alone is independent. How do we know? We analyze class. When we say chair is, means chair's existence is. Board is, when you say existence of the board is. Light is means existence of light is. Sound is means existence of sound is. Taste is means existence of taste is. Color is means existence of color is. And even if you use the plural words, people are, when you say existence of people is. We say people are in plural. Still, existence of people is. Flowers are, when you say existence of flowers is. Stars are, galaxies are, worlds are. Whatever you say, existence of the worlds is. Existence of stars is, existence of galaxies is, existence is with everything. What is that one thing which is there with all of them? Existence. Isn't it? Existence. Irupu. Thereafter, you understand. Okay. Existence is one. Things are many, isn't it? Namarupas are many. Existence is one. And later on, you understand. Existence is eternal. What is existence? It is eternal, permanent. How do you say? The objects, Namarupas keep changing. Existence continues to be there. Nothing happens to existence. Existence does not become non-existent. How do we say? When you say chair is, existence is of the chair is. Chair is not, when you say what now? Existence of the absence of the chair is. Existence of the presence of chair is. Existence of absence of chair is. Isn't it? Okay, first you have the piece of wood. Okay, we have wooden boards. What do you say? Existence of wood is. Now, what happens now? You convert into a shelf. Then you say, where is the wooden boards? you can say existence of self is. Then become very old. Then it falls apart. Then what now? Existence, the self has gone, still existence of, existence is with what now? Again the wooden boards. Existence continues to exist, isn't it? No, the wood is useless now. In India means we will burn also. Here you don't do that, you know. We have big, you know, bathrooms at the backyards and where we use this wood for fuel. We burn it. So but what now? What happened now? Wood is not there, but existence continues with what now? Existence of coal is. Coal also has gone now, but existence of is what now? Ashes is. Existence continues to exist with whatever is, as isness of something, isn't it? What goes now? The namarupas goes. Go away. Wood has gone. Shelf has gone. What continues to be there? Existence. With what? With whatever is. Wood is no more. Existence is. Existence in the form of what? Existence of coal is. Existence of, no? Ashes is. So existence continues to be there. For effects are, we say, well, now we've seen this. Effects, all the namarupas, they undergo change. But what does not undergo change, what continues to be there is existence. Therefore, existence is eternal, permanent. And next, we saw existence is independent of all the namarupas. Namarupas means all the objects. Existence is independent of all the objects. Existence is not dependent. When you say Mike is means, existence of Mike is means, you know, existence does not depend upon the Mike to be. Mike is, existence is. Mike is not, still existence is. With whatever is. With Mike is not, it is not there. Existence is with what? With the absence. Existence of presence is, presence of something is, existence of absence of something is. Isn't it? It means what? Existence does not depend upon whatever is for its existence. Existence can be without whatever, without whatever is. Is it clear now? Therefore, existence is independent. Then we say existence pervades everything. It pervades everything means there is no place where existence is not. How do we say space is? When you say existence of space is. When you say America is, existence of America is. So existence is with what? Where? There. England is means existence of England is. Existence of, understand the whole, whatever is, the existence is with everything. There's no place, no object. Our bodies will be here, but my house is there means what? Existence of my house is, isn't it? So existence is with everything. Come on, tell me, which is not with existence, which is not pervaded by existence. Everything is pervaded by existence. But existence is all pervasive also. It is very, very, very subtle. Understand, that is why we say existence, but we say we understand with this existence we experience, we do know with some namarupa, isn't it? Some name and form, minus name and form, we do not know what existence is. How to know that? How to know pure existence? What is pure existence? Existence with some namarupa is what? Existence. Isn't it? existence without Namarupa is what? Pure existence. So pure existence, therefore we have to understand, pure existence plus world, if we say pure existence plus names and forms is equal to the universe. What is this universe? I tell you, gold plus name and form is equal to what? Chain. Isn't it? What is chain? Tell me now. What is chain? Gold plus name and form. Isn't it? Minus name and form is what? Just the gold. Gold plus name and form is equal to what? Chain. Gold plus name and form is equal to chain. Isn't it? Gold minus name and form is equal to gold. Chain minus gold. Chain minus gold. Nothing, isn't it? Nothing. Zero. Similarly, remember this. So pure existence plus the name and form is equal to, names and forms equal to the Jagat. All the names and forms is equal to the universe. Pure existence plus the Nama Rupas is equal to the universe. So before the chain, before the chain came into being, what would the chain have been? Just the gold, isn't it? Therefore, Upanishad says, Sad eva saumya idam agre asit. Pure existence alone was there before the universe came into being. That means what? Pure existence plus Nama Rupa is equal to the universe. Pure existence, isn't it now? Pure existence, this is Jagat, we can say Jagat minus Nama Rupas is equal to pure existence, isn't it? Jagat minus Nama Rupas is what? Pure existence. Jagat minus pure existence is equal to zero. This you have to remember. Therefore, what? What was gold before? Gold alone is what now? Is in the form of chain. Gold is in the form of chain. Gold is in the form of chain, isn't it? Gold is in the form of chain. Now it's called chain. What was this chain before? Gold. So where is the gold now? It's in the form of chain. Similarly, what is the whole Jagat is what now? Brahman. Brahman, the pure existence. Pure existence is Brahman. The pure existence alone is what now? In the form of Jagat plus Namarupas. Is it clear now? Where is Brahman? You want to search for Brahman? A Brahman is there in the form of existence of every object. All the objects. We do experience Brahman as what? As the existence of everything. Is it clear now? Therefore, the whole Jagat is what now? Brahman. Is it clear now? Therefore, this is what now? This is Purusha Eva Dagam Sarvam. Idam Sarvam Purushaha Eva. Idam Sarvam Jagat. This entire universe is nothing but Brahman, the pure existence. When you say this Jagat has no independent existence outside of Brahman, other than Brahman. Therefore, what now? When you say the whole Jagat is Brahman, There are not two different things. Jagat cannot be counted as a second thing when you say Jagat is Brahman. When you say you have resolved Jagat in Brahman, therefore we have to say now there is no creation, there is only manifestation. Totrame padippu alla. Paramborulin totrame prapancham. Padaippu alla. There is no creation. It's only manifestation. Therefore, where is Brahman now? All Jagat is Brahman. Where is Brahman means what? This is what the Srishti Prakriya's aim. Okay, now, what do you have to say now? First we said there is a creation, there's come into being from the Brahman. The Brahman is the Karanam, Jagat is the Karyam. You had all those things. Later on, having analyzed the whole thing, then we have arrived at what now? There is no creation, there is no creator. Really speaking, whole Jagat is Brahman. It's only manifestation. Understand now? But we want to know, that is what is Purusha, and then tapaha, karma, everything which forms part and parcel of the universe, Jagat, is nothing but Brahman. Thereafter, but this pure Brahman, the pure existence, which alone is there as the existence of everything, that Brahman, I'll just take a doctor, don't worry. So this Brahman, the pure existence, how to know the pure existence? Pure existence, please understand, the next line says, the last mantra of the first section, second, Brahman is never available, the pure existence is never available for objectification, cannot be known as an external object. Why? Because it is always the knower awareness. It is always available for recognition only as the knower, as the subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. What subject of knowledge? Knower. Who the knower is? Knower is none other than consciousness. We will be seeing next section actually. Consciousness. If next says, Yove Danihi Tanguhayam, that is made very clear. It is impossible for one to know. Know means what? Not as an object of knowledge. It is impossible for one to know Brahman, the pure existence, is an object of knowledge. Pure existence is available for recognition as only as a subject of knowledge, as the knower. Therefore, where is the knower available for recognition? Where will you go and search for the knower? There is no knower is available for recognition only in your antahkaranam, buddhi guha, in the cave of mind. Don't think mind as some location, some place. Brahman is, I tell you, pure existence is there everywhere, but as the existence of all the namarupas. But pure existence available for recognition, where? Only in your buddhi guha, in the cave of your mind. Yove danahi tanguhayam. When you understand the knower is consciousness. Therefore what? Consciousness alone, which is there as the knower of all the states of mind. Mind is asleep. Mind being asleep is known. And mind is awake. Mind being awake is known. There is a dream. Dream state of mind is known. In all the three states of changing states of mind, what is unchangeably there as the knower of the mind? Is it clear now? The mind states of mind undergo changes. There's a waking state, there's a dream state, there's a deep sleep state. And every state of mind is known, known, known. Means, what is that? Who is that who knows this? All the three states of mind? And not as an action, effortlessly, just by being present. Who is the one who knows? Actually, as knowing, as the Swarupam is what? Knowing is Swarupam. Therefore, there is no knower other than pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. Therefore, that knower of every state of mind, invariably present in all the variable states of mind. Isn't it? That is, the invariably present awareness is what? We say consciousness is what? Is the pure existence. Consciousness is pure existence. Pure existence is consciousness. Invariably present. That is why Manikavachakar says, "En nenjil neengaadhaan thal." Never away. Imaippozhudhum neengaadhaan. Yesterday we were discussing, talking about it. Imaippozhudhum. Even for a fraction of a second, awareness is never away from the state of mind. Isn't it? Imaippozhudhum neengaadhaan. Even for a fraction of a second, he is not away from the mind. He is not away from anything, really speaking. But only if in the mind you have to know. Please understand. Existence is never away from anything. It's always with everything. And that existence is what? What is that pure existence which is never away? Pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Nunnunarve iruppu iruppe nunnunarvu. Isn't it? Sat is chit. Existence in Sanskritam is what? Sat. In Tamil we say irup. Irup idam. Irup idam. Isn't it? Then that pure existence, the substratum, isn't it? Is what actually? The pure consciousness. Isn't it? Yove danihitam guhayam. This is available. Suppose, and once you know this, once you gain this knowledge of the pure existence, which is there as the existence of everything in your own mind, okay, in one's own mind, as the knower, as the very I, and as the meaning of I, when you arrive as the consciousness, then it what now? It really, one really, one breaks the knot of ignorance. One has one's ignorance, knot of ignorance being resolved. One's ignorance will be resolved. Ihaiva avidya granthim vikirati. Is the jnana phalam. Why? What is a knot? Knot is something which always combines things, links things, brings things together. Not is something which brings things together. Isn't it? Two things it brings together. Like that, what is not of ignorance, what has it done? It has brought mithya and satyam together. It has brought, what now? Isn't it? It has brought chaitanyam and achetanam together. It has brought subject and object together. It doesn't matter if it brings together, but it also what? It makes a mistake also, isn't it? Therefore, this knot of ignorance, now, it really is resolves. Thereby, all the connected entanglements caused by knot of ignorance also will resolve. That is the Brahma Jnana Phalam. It is called Moksha Praptihi. Isn't it? Avidya Granthim Ihaiva Vikirati, when you say, one resolves the knot of ignorance here itself, in this life itself, means one becomes free from bondage while living this life. That is the Brahma Jnana Phalam. What is Brahman? Idam Sarvam Brahma. Why Idam Sarvam? Idam Sarvam Jagat Brahma. We have arrived at what now? Where is Brahman? Where is the reality? Whole Jagat is there, Brahman only. Whole Jagat is Brahman. Jagat exists when you say Jagat is, when you say existence of Jagat is. Jagat universe is means existence of universe is. In waking state. In deep sleep state, universe is not, you don't say when you are asleep. Okay, you have to wake up and say there wasn't universe for me for a few hours. Isn't it? Even then what? Existence of? Absence of universe is. Existence is always there. Never a time. Time is means what? Time exists. Existence of time is. Space is means existence of space is. Existence of time is. Existence of space is. Existence of everything is. Everything exists within the realm of time and space is. Therefore, Brahman is in the form of existence of everything. Therefore, the whole Jagat is Brahman. But that Brahman, which is the existence of everything, is what? Is available for recognition, never as an object of knowledge, but only as the subject of knowledge. As the knower, arihindra purulaha mattume paramparulai ariyamudiyum, ariyappadu purulaha urupodum ariya mudiyadu. Isn't it? Then as the knowing, as the knower, as the knowing, experiencing, consciousness, awareness. Once you know in your own mind, what happens now? You become free from, you can resolve the knot of ignorance. Thereby ignorance born problems and ignorance caused samsara also, you become free from bondage of karma. Become free from, you resolve all the wrong notions which exist in the form of thoughts. Isn't it? All the thoughts also will resolve. Ahankara will resolve. You do not give up ahankara. Ahankara will resolve by itself in the wake of the knowledge of Brahman, the existence of the universe being pure consciousness. Then wherein I sense on the body, we have in the body mind complex will resolve first, which is the resolution of ahankara. Thereby all the wrong notions about the self will resolve. Thereby what? Kartrutvam will resolve, Bhoktrutvam will resolve. Thereby one will have objectivity and which is freedom while living. One becomes free from Sanchitta and Agami. One becomes only one has Prarabdha, and Prarabdha also he exhausts effortlessly without any affected by the Prarabdha because of the person's objectivity towards it. The objectivity is something which we have to really develop. We have to not develop, we have to discover that. That is freedom while living. See, one attains moksha here itself. With that, the first section has gone, is over. What initially, what was, how did it begin? You have to remember that. Whole Jagat has come into being from Brahman. That means what? You have created what now? Karanam. You have really attributed the status of being the cause to Brahman. And last, what have you done now last? You have negated that attribution, isn't it? What is that? Brahman is the cause and effect. You have to negate everything. You just say, there is no karnakarya sambandha. There is no creator-creator sambandha. The whole Jagat is Brahman. It's only manifestation. There is no creation. This is the conclusion. Is it clear now? This is what? Tatastha lakshanam of Brahman. Through using the tatastha lakshanam of Brahman, the first section has been, you know, so first section has given you, unfolded, the Brahman. Is it clear now? Now, so this, that is why we say, the what is the Sat Brahmanaha Swarupa? We say, Swarupa, what is the, in what form is Brahman? We say, what is the form of Brahman? In what form is Brahman? We say, pure existence. Can you see pure existence? No. You can see as what? A subject, isn't it? As pure consciousness. That is Sat. So the first section of the second Mundaka, we say Sat Pradhanaha Khandaha. You know, Sat Pradhanaha means what? The Sat aspect, Sat alone is mainly discussed in the first section. Then one more thing we can say, in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, we said Tat is what? Tat stands for Brahman. Tat stands for Ishwaraha. That. The universe. Tat means the Jagat. Jagat the Ishwaraha. And what is the, when you say Jagat, please listen to me carefully, very important here. When you say Tat, Tat means that, isn't it? There's a Mahavakyam called Tat Tvam Asi. That Mahavakyam, Tat means what? That. That stands for what? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Do you all follow me? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Here, what is the Lord here? Now, Lord, this word Tat has two meanings. That in it has two meanings. One meaning is what? Vachyartha. Isn't it? Vachyartha. Vachyartha means direct meaning or the literal meaning or you can say primary meaning. Vachyartha means primary meaning, direct meaning. You say Tat is equal to Ishwaraha or Sagunam Brahma. Is equal to what now? We say Tat is equal to Sagunam Brahma or what now? We can say Ishwaraha. What is the Vachyartha primary meaning? Whole Jagat. Vachyartha is what? Whole Jagat. What is whole Jagat? Do you remember Vachyartha and Shanapuriram? Vachyartha ma Brahman. Sagudam Brahma, Ishwaraha, Tad is equal to, what now? Whole Jagat. That is the Vachyartha. Now we have to see Lakshyartha. What is the Lakshyartha of this Tad? Sagudam Brahma, Ishwaraha is equal to Sat, the pure existence. No, wait, like, I think I should write it here. It will be very clear for you. That, isn't it, is equal to what? Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma.
Ishwara.
Or, you can say, okay, I can write here. Ishwaraha. Look at this. Tat is equal to what? That. Tat means that. Isn't it? That means what? Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma can also say what? Ishwaraha. See, all the words mean what now? What is the literal meaning of Ishwaraha? What is the literal, what is the primary meaning of the word Ishwaraha? What is the primary direct meaning of the word Sagunam Brahma? What is the direct primary meaning of the word Tat is Jagat. Universe, isn't it? Universe. And when you say universe, what does it mean here? Sat, the pure existence plus Nama Rupas. See, what is this Jagat? Tell me. What is this Jagat? See, when you say, listen to me. What is ocean? H2O plus name and form. Isn't it? What is the wave? H2O plus name and form. Is it clear now? H2O plus name and form is ocean. H2O plus name and form is equal to wave. Gold plus name and form is equal to chain, the creation, isn't it? The product. So what is Jagat here? Pure existence plus names and forms of all the objects. Subtle objects, gross objects. Pure existence plus names and forms equal to what? Jagat. Is it clear now? This is, so Jagat means what? Pure existence plus names and forms. Jagat is, just take as a creation now. What is Jagat? It's a creation. We just take it now. What is this Jagat now? Pure existence plus names and forms. What is chain? Is creation. What is chain? God plus name and form. If the name and form is not there, would you call chain? You can't call chain, no? When does it get the name chain? Only the form is there. The name chain, what is chain? It's a name. Of what? Of a given form. Because you don't call bangle a chain, isn't it? Name is always of a given form. So can there be this name and form without God? No. Therefore what? God plus name and form is equal to chain. God plus name and form is equal to bangle. Isn't it? Creation. Similarly, H2O plus name and form is equal to what? Ocean. Similarly, what is Jagat now? Pure existence. Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Pure existence plus names and forms is equal to what? Jagat. This Jagat is the meaning of what? The primary meaning. Direct meaning. Please listen to me carefully. The direct meaning, the primary meaning of the Tat is Jagat. Is it clear now? It's called Vachyartaha. Now what is the Lakshyartaha of Tat? Isn't it? Lakshyartaha of Tat means what? When you say Lakshyartaha, it is Vachyartha Jagat. Lakshyartha is what? Jagat minus Nama Rupa is what? Pure existence. Lakshyartha of ocean is what? Ocean minus name and form is equal to what? H2O. Isn't it? The name and form, ocean minus name and form is equal to what? H2O. And the Nama. Okay. Chain minus name and form, chain is equal to what? Chain minus the name and form chain, isn't it? Is equal to what? Gold. Isn't it? Chain minus Nama Rupa is equal to gold. That is the Lakshyartha of chain. Vachyartha of chain is gold plus name and form. Lakshyartha of chain is chain minus name and form. The gold. Is it clear now? What is Lakshyartha? What is Vachyartha? Vachyartha is direct meaning, primary meaning, and Lakshyartha is the implied meaning. Therefore, chain is gold. When you say, that is what now? Lakshyartha of chain is gold, and Vachyartha of chain is gold plus name and form. Is it clear? Similarly, Lakshyartha, Vachyartha of Tat is what now? Jagat, pure existence plus Nama Rupa, the Jagat. Isn't clear now? And Lakshyartha of Tat is Jagat minus Nama Rupa is equal to what? Pure existence. Is it clear now? What is the Lakshyartha of Tat? Pure existence. What is the Vachyartha of Tat? Pure existence plus Nama Rupas. Is equal to what? Jagat. Is it clear now? It's clear or not? Please tell me, is it clear or not? You have to say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That pure existence is what now? Therefore, why I have to tell you this? It's all part of, okay? What is the main topic? What is focused mainly in the... Main focus is on what in the first section of second chapter? What is mainly focused on in the first section of second chapter which we have covered? You have to say Tat Pada. Say no?
Tatpada.
Lakshyartaha.
Lakshyartaha.
Tat Pada.
Tatpada.
Lakshyartha.
Lakshyartha.
pradanaha, khandaha, a section mainly focused on the implied meaning of the word tat. Is it clear now? That means what? We discuss only the meaning of the word sat, the existence. And at last, what has been said, that sat, the pure existence, is available only as the knower for recognition, not as an object of knowledge. Therefore, knower is nothing but I with reference to every individual. Therefore, that knower is none other than pure consciousness. Therefore, the sat is nothing but chit. That's also made clear. One sentence, Upanishad will not say much. Okay, that's why methodology is very important. A one who gains this knowledge of the pure existence of the Jagat being pure consciousness, and therefore existence nothing but consciousness, one who understands, one knows Brahman, Sat Chit Brahma, and that person resolves his knot of ignorance here itself, becomes free from bondage while living. As the Jnana Palam also said in the last mantra. Now, it becomes much clearer only when we do the next section. So, next section is Chit Pada Pradanaha Kandaha. Now, Sat has been focused here in the first section. What is focused next section? Chit Pada Pradanaha Kandaha. Now, existence was mainly discussed in the first section. Now, consciousness alone will be discussed in the next section. Is it clear now? Is it clear? Yeah, just listen to me. It's enough. We can read afterwards. Then, chit is what now? And we have to understand, when you say, so of this Mahavakyam, this Mahavakyam, tat tvam asi, tvam is what now? Tvam pada vachya. We have two meanings for everything. Tvam also has what now? Two meanings. What are the two meanings? One is direct meaning. One is implied meaning. What is the direct primary meaning of the word tvam? Individual. Individual means what? I told you long ago, car means wheels alone do not make the car. Steering alone does not make the car. Isn't it? Seats alone do not make the car. Engine alone does not make the car. All of them put together intelligently, that's all car spare parts, have a heap of spare parts in the corner of the house, then we can't get into that and drive, isn't it? So all these spare parts, all of them, not in one small nut, should not be, all these spare parts put together intelligently is what? Car. All these chairs came, wood separately, the wood separately, those separately. And they're all the nuts and bolts put together intelligently. You can't put like this, Put together intelligently serves a purpose as chair. Isn't it? I mean what? Put together intelligently becomes, it is a car. We give one name, car, isn't it? Like that here, individual, when you say, Tvam is what? You. Tvam is a second person singular pronoun, you. Tvam is equal to what? It Upanishad addresses every individual, every human being as what? Tvam, Tvam. Tvam means all of us are addressed together. Tvam, you the individual. Individual is what? Individual is the vachyartha. Tvam, you. You means the individual human being is the vachyartha, direct meaning of the word tvam. And what is an individual? Body alone does not make an individual, physical body. Isn't it? There is no individual without a physical body. But body alone does not make the individual, physical body. Then all the subtle, five subtle sense powers, five powers of organs of actions, five physiological functions, antakaranam, the mind, all subtle body we say, isn't it? Gross body plus subtle body plus consciousness. Don't forget it. The knower, consciousness. Isn't it? It's not just the knower, consciousness also. Consciousness plus subtle mind, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, plus the gross body, all of them together is what now? Is a constitute the individual. Is it clear now? This individual is the Twampada Vachyartha. Individual constitution of all these things together is what now? Is the direct primary meaning of the word Tvam. Now, what is the Lakshyartha of Tvam? Isn't it? Lakshyartha means individual minus Nama Rupa is equal to what? Pure consciousness. So, pure consciousness given plus God body mind sense complex is what? Individual. Isn't it? So implied, what is the Lakshyartha of Tvam? Consciousness. Is it clear now? Lakshya, take only the Lakshyartha. Now I tell you again, Vachyartha of the word ocean is H2O plus name and form ocean. Which is the Vachyartha of the ocean. Isn't it? What is Lakshyartha of the ocean? H2O alone is the Lakshyartha of ocean. When you say wave, H2O plus name and form wave is what the Vachyartha of, primary meaning of the word wave. What the implied meaning of the word wave? Just H2O. Implied meaning of the word ocean, implied meaning of the word wave is both one and the same. Is it clear now? H2O. Similarly, here also to understand, Tatpada Lakshyartha is pure existence, Twampada Lakshyartha is pure consciousness, and this existence, pure consciousness and pure existence are not two different things. Is it clear now? Pure existence is the pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure existence. Valangircha? The implied meaning of the word Tat is equal to pure existence. The implied meaning of the word Tvam is equal to pure consciousness. And pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure existence. Has it been clear? Has it been made clear? If not, don't worry. We'll take care of it next class. Is it clear now? Therefore, and in this section, the following section which we are going to see, what is the pradhanaha? No, the khandaha. This second khandaha, chit. Pada Pradhanaha Khandaha, or you can say Tvam Pada Lakshyartha Pradhanaha Khandaha means what? So only consciousness, Tvam Pada Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word Tvam, the consciousness, is mainly focused in the second section of the second Khanda. This is what I wanted to say. For this it took so long. Is it clear or not? Okay. Don't worry. I'll be repeating this every class and then you will get it. You will get it. I will see that you will get it. Because it's a teacher's job, isn't it? Our Swamiji always says, come on, don't give all these things. Repetition. Repetition. Punaha, 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 punaha means what? Again and again, pauna, punyena, shavanena, punaha, 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 shutva, shutvana, ketu, ketu, ketu. Now we get it. It's called Kitabhranga Nyaya. The verb, there's a big trunk of the tree, huge trunk of the tree. There'll be big, there's a small holes in the tree, and there'll be some small insects will go inside, they lay eggs inside. And when the eggs break, the larva comes out, no? The worm comes out. If it comes out, it will fall and it will die. It will become food for other beings, no? Therefore, the mother bee will block the small hole in the hole, you know, it block the small hole. It will not allow its offspring in the form of larva to come out. Even every time the larva comes out, it will hit. Go inside. It will not allow it. And then the worm will go inside. It won't come. Then it will stay inside. And once the wings come, and then it will not block the hole anymore, then it will fly. It means what? What was laid inside was eggs, okay? When it came out, it became what? An insect. Full-fledged insect. What is it here? What like that, you know, inside, here, there. Again, I don't know how it is used, the Swamiji, okay, he told. Again, you hear, you understand your Brahman. Understand, it's called Kita Branganyaya. Initially, it doesn't seem to be, you'll understand this fact. So, be constant, continuous, consistent, focused, attentive, listening, even if sometimes you're tired, okay, doesn't matter. Even if you feel sometimes sleep is okay, try to be attentive and then you will get it. This because continuity, connections are very, very important. A very beautiful mantra begins. You can see every section there is a mantra beginning, now talking about the nature of consciousness, nature of reality. Being consciousness. Avisannihitam, avisannihitam, guhacharam nama, mahatpadam, atra, yetat, atraitat, samarpitam, Yejate, pranate, nimishacha, yade, yetade, janatha, sadasadvarenyam, param, vijnanad, yadvarishtam, prajanam, avisannihitam, guhacharam nama, mahatpadam, atra, etat, samarpadam, pitam yejate pranan nimishacha yade yetate janatha sadasadvarenyam param vijnanad vijnanat yad varishtam prajanam. Okay. What is that pure existence? What that implied, look at this now, get it. Implied meaning of the word tat is sat, the pure existence. That pure existence is the existence of everything, that Brahma Satyam, Sat is what? No, pure consciousness, isn't it? What is that? His Upanishad says here, Avihi. Say now, Avihi. See, Avihi, this word is an indeclinable word. You cannot decant into any case form. Avihi, Tanaha Vulanguhindra Oli. It means what now? He says, Avihi means that which is self-effulgent, that which shines by itself. What is that which shines by itself? What is that which is self-evident, self-revealing? In this whole jagat, please understand, nothing is self-revealing. That alone is self-revealing. Okay? Self-revealing, self-evident, I mean everything that alone is self-shining. That alone shines by itself. Self-shining means what? That which shines by itself. They said that which shines by itself is Avihi. We should not mix up our Tamil Avi. Okay? In Tamil we have so many other meanings. Okay? Don't bring in other meanings. Okay? So Avihi here means what now? That which shines by itself. That alone shines by itself. It means nothing in this universe shines by itself. It means what? Everything shines after something. மற்றொன்றை சார்ந்தே எல்லாம் விளங்குகின்றன. Everything shines after something. Nothing shines by itself. That which alone shines by itself is Brahman. The pure existence alone shines by itself. How do we know here? What is pure existence shines by itself? Pure existence is consciousness. How do you know that? We have to say, the whole jagat is what? Reduce the jagat into 5 different objects. Form and color and light shines after your seeing power. Your seeing power is not there, light cannot shine by itself. Light will be as good as non-existent, isn't it? The light cannot come to light if you do not have seeing power. Form and color cannot come to light if you do not have seeing power. Seeing power is not dependent on form and color and light, whereas light, form and color are dependent on your seeing power to be existent, to come to light, isn't it? Similarly, sound depends upon your hearing power to come to light. Your hearing power does not depend upon the sound to exist. Isn't it? Your power of smelling does not depend upon the fragrance or stink to be, whereas the fragrance or stink depend upon your power of smelling to exist, to be there. So the power of taste does not depend upon the sweetness or, you know, sweetness or bitterness. But the bitterness and sweetness, any taste is what? Dependent on your power of taste. They were what now? Even the heat, your power of touch does not depend upon heat and cold to exist. Whereas heat and cold are dependent on your power of touch to be existent. Therefore, what now? All the 5 sense objects are dependent on 5 different sense powers to have the status of being existent. Please understand, 5 புலன் விஷயங்களும் புலன்களை சார்ந்துதான் விளங்குகின்றன. Understand now? 5 sense powers are independent of 5 sense objects for their existence. Whereas 5 sense objects are dependent on 5 sense powers for their existence. Do you know this? Is it clear now? For the existence means what? Even if the light is, the light will be as good as non-existent, irundalum illada madri, if your seeing power is not there. Isn't it? Therefore, what is that which lends existence to all these 5 sense objects? Tell me. The seeing power alone lends existence to the light. Your seeing power alone lends existence to the light, isn't it? Sunlight or any light. All the forms and all the colors. Your hearing power alone lends existence to the sound. Your power of smelling alone what? Lends existence to the smell. Your power of taste alone lends existence to the taste. Please understand who is powerful. Sense power is powerful or the sense object is powerful. Tell me. Sense power is powerful. Sense object is what? Compared to sense object and sense powers. Why? Because sense powers do not depend upon sense objects for their existence. Whereas sense objects are dependent on sense powers to be known, to be perceived, thereby to be existent. Is it clear now? Now we say, even the sense powers which are independent of for their existence with reference to sense objects, they also are dependent on the knowledge, the mind, for their existence. The mind, understand now, they all depend on mind for their existence. Why? Because the mind is not with the sense powers, then sense powers are as good as non-existent. Is it clear? That is why sometimes mind goes somewhere and even if you ask something, people don't answer your questions. Why? Because what happens to them? You are shouting and you ask, talking to somebody, thinking the other person is listening to you. The other person does not respond to your question at all. That means what? The person? No, the person does not listen. That means what? Mind is not with the person is not deaf. The person can hear very well. And somebody who speaks also screams the top of the voice. Still you do not respond because your mind is not with the sense power. Therefore, what does it mean? The existence of sense power. Say, mind does not depend upon the sense powers for its existence, whereas sense powers are dependent on the mind for it, for their existence. Is it clear now? Therefore, what now? We have to say, sense objects shine after the... They do not shine by themselves. They shine after the sense powers. And sense powers shine after the mind. Does the mind shine by itself? No. Mind also shines after something else. Because there is a time when the mind is not in deep sleep state. There is no mind. Isn't it? Therefore, when the mind is not, what is that which is aware of the mind being not there? That is what is we say, consciousness. The knower of the mind in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Because of the presence of whom alone, you are able to talk about the experience of the deep sleep state next day. That is what the knower is. Consciousness. So consciousness is what? Consciousness, existence of consciousness is the existence of the mind, because mind cannot shine by itself. Mind shines after consciousness. Okay, what light do you need to know consciousness is there or not? What is the light which consciousness shine after? No other light. Isn't it? Consciousness. The consciousness alone is self-shining, self-revealing. Is it clear now? Self-shining means thanaga vilanguvadu. But a mind, see, the whole jagat is nothing but five different objects. All whole jagat shines after your sense powers. Sense powers shine after the mind. Mind shines after the consciousness. And consciousness does not shine after anything else. To know consciousness is there or not, you don't need any light. Why? Consciousness is, mind is, consciousness is. Mind is not, still consciousness is. Senses are, consciousness is. Isn't it? Senses are not, still consciousness is. Jagat is, consciousness is. Jagat is not, consciousness is. Is not, like, you know. Therefore, there is no time consciousness is not, no space conscious where consciousness is not. Your consciousness does not shine after anything. Self-shining, self-revealing, thanaga vilanguhindra arivu, isn't it? Pure knowledge alone shines. What is the thanaga vilanguhindra oli arivu? Is it clear now? Pure knowledge alone shines by itself. Pure consciousness alone shines by itself. Therefore, avihi, say now, avihi. And this consciousness, where is it? We know that every consciousness is there in everything. But where do you recognize it? You know, sannihitam. Say no, sannihitam. Sannihitam means what? Inseparably you know, inseparably, closely, no, it is there. How close is it means what? It is very close to me. It is very, very close to me, book, isn't it? Still separable. Inseparably close. You have to say that. Inseparably close is what? Sannihitam. Inseparably close. Isn't it? How? It's inseparably close to everything that is here. Inseparably close. In fact, the consciousness, how do you know here? Shankara says very beautifully, in fact, see, these sense powers, see, all these objects come to light because of what? Because senses perceive. Senses perceive. And the senses by themselves are what now? When the mind is off, what happens to senses? They're also off. Mind is off, senses are off. That means what? The senses are able to function. That is also proof is what? No. The senses are conscious. The senses are conscious. How are they conscious? Because of which perception is possible. Senses are conscious means what? They had a power. The senses had to become conscious in order to illumine the sense objects. So what is that which makes the senses conscious? Inseparably, it is now close. And what is that which makes the mind conscious? Inseparably close. Isn't it? So, what is that which is there inseparably and makes the inert mind conscious, makes the inert senses conscious, is what now? Consciousness. Isn't it? Sannihitam. Avihi sannihitam. Then guhacharam. Guhacharam means what? Where is it again? We already see now that sat, the existence of everything as pure existence, which is self-shining, which is self-revealing, isn't it? Which is inseparably with the mind and senses, which is inseparably with everything. Sannihitam or guhacharam. It moves about in the mind. That means what? Don't think it's only in the mind. It is everywhere. Consciousness is in everything inseparably, like existence, in the form of existence. But guhacharam, why do we say? Only in the mind, the cave of mind, it is available for recognition as the knower consciousness. Arihindra arivaha. Manamennum gohil mattume vilanguvadal. Is it clear now? It is as the knower consciousness. It is available for recognition only in the cave of mind. Therefore, what is it to be now? Guhacharam. Is it clear? What is guhacharam? Guhayam charati iti guhacharam. Immediately don't think, oh, there is a place where Bhagavan is sitting on one place. We have to walk towards. Isn't it? In fact, this is what is based on this only, our agamas, all the temple agama is based on this fact only. That is why garbhagriham is what? Stands for the mind. Every sanctum sanctorum of the temple stands for the mind. It symbolizes the mind only. And there charati. Who charati? The deity. And murti is sitting there. Isn't it? Really speaking, this is symbolic. Consciousness is there everywhere and everything, but where do you recognize? Yenga purindu kolla mudiyum? Isn't it? And to be able to say nunukkariya nun unarvu, isn't it? To say that, where is available as nunukkariya nun unarvu? Isn't it? Unarvin unarve, we say all these things. So, it is available only in the cave of mind. Therefore, it is said what now? Guhacharam. Because what the consciousness manifest, you know, in the mind. The way what the conscious mind, because the jadam, inert mind, is conscious because of the manifestation of consciousness, isn't it? What is it which makes the mind conscious? And where is it available for recognition as the knower consciousness? Is what? Guhacharam. Guhacharam nama. Then mahat padam.
மகத்பதம் அத்ர ஏதத்து சமர்ப்பிதம். மகத்பதம், மகத்பதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி பதம் மீன்ஸ் தட் அப்சல்யூட் அப்ட்ராக்ட் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம். மகத்பதம், மகத்பதம் ஆஃப் ஓஷன் இஸ் H2O. மகத்பதம், இசன்ட் இட்? தி சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் வாட்? தி கிரேட், நோ, தி லிமிட்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட்? மகத்பதம், அப்சல்யூட் அபோட், அப்சல்யூட் அபோட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங், அபோட் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங், அப்சல்யூட் அபோட் ஆஃப், you know, in fact substratum of everything is mahatpadam. Atra etat samarpitam. Etat samarpitam means what? This is, everything is there only. Nothing is outside of that Brahman, isn't it? What is the Brahman? The pure existence, which is pure consciousness. What is pure conscious? Self shining. That which alone shines by itself. Avihi. Sannihitam, that which is inseparably closely in every, available in everything. Even though it's inseparably placed, inseparably closely there in everything. But where do we recognize it? Only in your guhacharam, only in your mind, as the knowing awareness, knower consciousness. In that consciousness, which is pure existence, yetat samarpitam, yetat samarpitam. Yetat literally means this, but we have to take it as what? Oh, this universe of various beings, samarpitam. Samarpitam means what? In fact, placed, located. See, in the in one substance called H2O alone, the entire ocean is samarpitam. The entire ocean, the name and form ocean, where does the name and form ocean exist? Where is it located? Where is it placed inseparably? In the water, isn't it? So water is what? Mahatpadam. Okay, where is it located here? The whole, is it clear now? All the varieties of ornaments, you go to this gold shop, jewelry shop, varieties of ornaments, rings and bangles and then, you know, chains and then anklets and then bells and so many varieties of gold and products you see. Isn't it? All these varieties of beings, ornaments are samarpitam. All the names and forms, where are these names and forms? Chains, all the varieties, names of different ornaments, chains and bangles, all these names and forms, where are they samarpitam? Where are they located? Where is the form and name chain? Where is the form and name bangle? Where is the form and name ring? Where is the form and name stud? Where is it? Where is it located? Where is it placed? Not outside of gold, isn't it? Similarly, this etat, etat means what? This universe. This universe means what? Subtle elements, gross elements, all the elementals, mobile, immobile beings, living beings, non-living things. Isn't it? Subtle, gross, all these varieties of beings are what? No, namarupas. All of them are located in where? In the pure existence. What is that pure existence? Pure consciousness. What is that pure consciousness? Avihi, that which shines by itself. Where is it? Inseparably with everything. Where is it available for recognition? Guhacharam, in your own mind. Is it clear now? Therefore, etat samarpitam at mahatpadam, the absolute substratum of everything in which everything is located. All the Namarupas are not outside of consciousness. Please understand, consciousness is the existence wherein all the names and forms are located, are placed, samarpitam. Example, remember, gold is the look, place, abode, where all the names and forms are located. Similarly, consciousness is the... Is it clear now? Pure consciousness is the existence of everything, where everything is located, placed. Samarpitam. Is it clear now? Samarpitam is a very beautiful verse actually, very beautiful verse. This also, in fact, we are going to see there's lots of Mahavakyams in this section. You will come across many Mahavakyams. Many, many Mahavakyams are in this section. Yetat samarpitam. Isn't it? When you say it's a Mahavakyam, whole, you have resolved what now? Everything is that. Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam. There is no other greater abode. Eta samarpitam. What all has been located there? Yes, just again he says, ejat. Ejat means what? We said ejat. Say?
Ejat.
Pranat. See, in mantra we have pranan. Now when you split them for the meaning, pranat, nimishat, ejat, pranan, nimishan. Vinvishat, isn't it? We have to say what now? Yejat, say now?
Yejat.
Pranat. Nimishat.
Nimishat.
See, yejati, like you know the verb gachati, patati, likati. Yejati means what? Gachati, goes, moves. Yejat means all those beings which move about. So, all mobile living beings. Okay. Pranat. Pranat means what? All those which are alive, which have pranas, even the immobile plus mobile, isn't it? Pranati means what? All those which are alive. Not only the mobile living beings, immobile and mobile living beings also. Nimishat. No? Nimishat means what actually? In fact, look at it. Nimilati, unmishati. We have to say unmilati. Unmilati, nimilati. Isn't it? Nimishat means what? That which winks, that which opens and closes. Nimishat. Again, it talks about all this, all the beings. Nimishat.
Yadu.
Just it says, all the living and non-living, everything. This is what it says. All this, which constitute the jagat, and all of them are located, placed where? Just the nama-rupas. Okay? All this ejata is nothing but namarupa. Pranati is nothing but namarupa. Understand now? Then nimishati is nothing but namarupa. That which winks, opens and closes, that which breathes, that which, isn't clear? That which moves about, all of them are nothing but namarupas. All of them are located, placed where? In that mahatpadam Brahman. What is that Brahman? Pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure consciousness. Where is it? It is inseparably with everything. How is it? It is self-shining. But where do you know? Guhacharam. Only in your own mind. Is it clear? Guhacharam. He says, Sad Asad Varenyam. Say now.
Sad Asad
Varenyam. Sad Asad. See, Sat. And asat. You have to say, varenya means exalted. Okay? The most superior, we have to say. And then, also, most exalted of all of them, no? Those with the forms and those without forms. But generally, sat, asat, in other contexts, in Gita class, and what now? Satyam and mithya. Isn't it? Sat means satyam, asat is mithya. But here, you have to take as what? Those with forms and those without forms. All the formed with the... So, the grass ones are with the forms. The subtle objects are formless. Does a seeing power have any form? Tell me. Seeing power has no form, isn't it? You can only understand. So, those with subtle forms, grass forms, okay? Those with the forms, those without forms... Formless forms and formed forms. Okay? Sad, asad. all of them, what now? No? All of them, the most exalted of all these beings, and I have to say, most worshipful also, we say, this etad vijnanat param. Vijnanat param. Vijnanam means what? Vijnanam, generally knowledge. It is that what is which is superior to your knowledge? Knowledge can happen what? Through perception, knowledge can take place. Through inference, knowledge can take place. Isn't it? Any knowledge takes place through perception, inference is vijnanam. And this is param means what? Vijnanat param means it is arivirkum arivairikin, that which is that because of which knowledge of anything is possible. That because of which knowledge of anything is possible. That which is the very source of knowledge. Vijnanat param means what? That which is superior to knowledge. Why? That which lends existence to very knowledge. Is it clear now? See, consciousness is not there. Look at this. Consciousness is not there. No knowledge is possible. But what is the source of knowledge? Where does the knowledge arise? Knowledge of anything arise from where? Only from consciousness. Isn't it? Okay, now you say, simple understanding. There is light. Look at this. We all perceive light is. Please listen to me carefully. Light is. Now light is. Isn't it? Light is. We all perceive light. And what is the perception we have? There is perception of light. Isn't it? There is perception of light. Therefore, there is a knowledge. What is knowledge? Light is. Isn't it? Light is what now? Veli oli irikkirathu. What is that now? Light is means what? There is knowledge. That knowledge takes place, how does it take place? How does the knowledge take place? Because there is perception. Perception takes place means what? Sense power is, seeing power is, distorted free vision is, the object called light is, therefore perception takes place because the perception is what now? The knowledge also takes place what? There is light. It's knowledge, isn't it? Also, inference also can take place. What now? I walked inside. I saw Nina's coat. In knowledge takes place. What? Nina is sitting inside. I didn't see Nina, isn't it? Inferential knowledge. Uhita. So, inference or perception. Through any means of knowledge. Knowledge can take place. That knowledge is, who is, who knows? Knowledge is not. Knowledge is not. What is that because of which knowledge being there is known? Isn't it? When you say, I know Hindi, you know what? You have this knowledge, isn't it? I do not know French, there is ignorance. How do you know you do not know Hindi? How do you know you do not know French? How do you know Tamil? How do you know? I know that I know. I know that I do not know. That means what? What you know is known. What you do not know is also known. Therefore, knowledge is also object of knowledge, isn't it? Arivum ariyappadugirathu, ariyamayum ariyappadugirathu. Ignorance is known, knowledge also is known. That means what? The knower of knowledge being there, the knower of ignorance, is it clear now? Is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Is it clear now? Remember this, arivirkarivai. Arivirkarivai, isn't it? So, arivirkarivai, so knowledge of the knowledge is what we say. In fact, varenyam, vijnanat param, Vijnanat Param. Param means what? It's superior to knowledge of any object also. Why? Because within knowledge is only thoughts. Vritti Jnanam is knowledge. Whereas Swarupa Jnanam is what? Consciousness is what? Which is the source of knowledge. Vritti Jnanam is a knowledge of a given object which rises as the thought is Vritti Jnanam. Whereas source of knowledge is what? Pure consciousness. Therefore it is Param. Consciousness is not dependent on the knowledge for its existence, whereas knowledge of any object is dependent on consciousness. Is it clear now? So, Vijnanat Param. Say now, Vijnanat Param. Therefore, Vijnanat Param, Sad Asad Varenyam. Why? Because consciousness is no form, but all the forms are consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, it is free from all forms. Therefore, all the forms are consciousness only. And this consciousness is not, isn't it? Consciousness is independent of knowledge, but knowledge is, no knowledge is outside of consciousness. The pure knowledge. Arivayum arihindra arivu. Therefore, Vijnanat Param, he says, Yad, say no? Prajanam varishtam. Yad, prajanam varishtam. Varishtam means, varishtam also actually means the sreshtatamam. Okay, varishtam, the most exalted. At the same time, most exalted of all the beings is what? All the beings are subject to all limitations. What is the most exalted? That which is free from all limitations of all the beings, isn't it? See, all the nama rupas, if you take for example, in the wave, what is varishtam of the wave? What is subject to limitation is, isn't it? What is not subject to limitation within that wave is equal to H2O plus Namarupa. What is subject to limitation? What is not subject to limitation there? Wave has time limitation. Wave has spatial limitation. Wave has object limitation. But whereas water, with reference to wave, water is not only just the wave. Isn't it? Water is not the wave. Water need not be the wave. Isn't it? Whereas wave cannot be without the water. Similarly, we have to say what? The pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness, is the varishtam, most exalted. Why? It is free from all the limitations of all the namarupas. All the namarupas means what? The whole jagat. When I say all, I have to say, to make it relevant, all the namarupas. If you say all forms and names, all the namarupas means to express the inexplicable, you know, the vastness of the universe. I have to say what now? All the namarupas, all the objects with names and forms, subtle and gross, mobile and immobile, which constitute the whole jagat, all I am subject to all limitations. Which namarupa is free from limitation? Tell me. Every namarupa is subject to all the limitations. Time limitation it has, object limitation it has, space limitation it has. And it is dependent on existence. It is dependent on awareness for it to come to light, to be known, to be existent. It is dependent on what? Awareness, isn't it? You know that. All the namarupas means you have to include your mind also in namarupa. Okay? Your mind, your sense powers, your physical body, your powers of organs of action, all the mobile, immobile beings which are perceived, living on this perceived, all of them are what now? Subject to all limitations. Therefore, in every living being, in every non-living thing, what is exalted is, what is that which is free from all limitations is what? The implied meaning of Tvam. Isn't it? Tvampada laksharthaha is what now? The pure consciousness, which is available for recognition as the knower, as the subject of knowledge. That consciousness, there's no place where it is not, there's no time when it is not, which is there always as the pure existence of everything, as existence of everything, but it's available for recognition only in your buddhi guha. That is the most exalted form, and it's a, in fact it's formless, but all the forms are that, and this is what? This is not subject. Consciousness is not subject to any of the limitations. Why not any limitations? There is no time consciousness is not. Time is when you say time consciousness is. Time is not when you say time is not consciousness is. Space is when you say space consciousness is. Space is not when you say is not consciousness is. And, okay, therefore consciousness is not subject to any object. Is means consciousness is conscious of that object is. Consciousness is not dependent on any of the objects, but no object has its existence outside of existence, the awareness. Therefore what? It's free from all limitations. Therefore varenyam. Understand now? Varishtam. Almost both mean the same actually. Therefore you have to give two different meanings there. Varishtam. Varishtam is a superlative degree, you know. Varishtam. The most exalted of all the beings. The why? Because it's free from all limitations. That which is free from all limitations is the varenya, varishtam, exalted, isn't it? And that is Brahman. He says, tad janatha, say no, tad janatha, may you all know that Brahman, the pure existence, which is the available for recognition as the pure consciousness. Is it clear now? May all know that Brahman. Anyway, only this mantra has been introduced. It has yet to be explained. We'll see afterwards. It's only introduced. Okay. Avihi. Why? Because this is the crux section of the whole Upanishad. And in this, especially this particular section, Chitpadartha is unfolded. And mainly focused on, and if there are so many Mahavakyams, we'll see that. Know what is Mahavakyam? Mahavakyam is a vakyam which reveals the identity between the reality and the jagat, and you and reality, isn't it? You and Bhagavan. Bhagavan and the Jagat. That is what resolve the identity, which reveal the identity, which resolve the differences. Okay. Avisannihitam.
Avisannihitam.
Guhacharam nama.
Guhacharam nama.
Mahatpadam.
Mahatpadam.
Atra.
Atra.
Yetat samarpitam.
Yetat samarpitam.
Yejate.
Yejate.
Pranate.
Pranate.
Nimishate.
Nimishate.
Yade.
Yade.
Yetat janatha.
Yetat janatha.
Sadasadvarenyam.
Sadasadvarenyam.
Param.
Param.
Vijnanat.
Vijnanat.
Yad
varishtam
prajanam